Our guest today is running for mayor of the city of Sunland Park. Please welcome Arlene Murillo. Thank you so much for being with us. I'd like to start off with why you are running for mayor.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me here. I am running for mayor because, well, first of all, I have my mother of three, a 17-year-old, 13 and 7, and I have a husband that, as a family, I see that there are lack of opportunities within the city. And we live a mile away from El Paso, Texas, which is, I see it as a competition. We give all of our business to El Paso, and I see that Sunland Park has potential. And I want to bring resources to Sunland Park, and I'm always looking for opportunities for students. I'm also a soccer coach, and I see the need. I see that there's a need, and I want to be able to provide that need.
Okay, so what do you feel are the biggest challenges facing Sunland Park?
I think that one of the biggest one is a relationship. There's no relationship between the local government and constituents. A lot of people, they just want to be heard. There's a lot of need, and there's no, they pass the ball all over the place. And I don't think there's a clear answer when we have questions. Me personally, my personal experience, when I have a question regarding the city, there's not a person that can give me a straight answer. And so I feel like there's a lack of presence. There is a lack of growth within the city, and that city is growing. I mean, it's not stopping. And I think this is a time to bring economic development responsibly.
So if elected, how can you address these challenges that you are discussing?
Well, I think the first thing that I've seen that we don't have, I don't know if we had it in the past, it will be to hire a grant writer. I think there's so much money out there that we can start targeting. One of the biggest things that I would like to do if elected is, as a coach, I see a lot of hunger in the streets, and I would like to have no child or senior citizen go to bed without a meal. That's one of the things that, whether I'm elected or not, I'm going to start looking for funding for that specific situation.
So tell me why you think you are the best candidate for mayor.
I think now I'm the best candidate because I have relationships already with elected officials in the state of New Mexico. I have a great relationship with legislators, and I have really started bonding with the community, and as a coach, I started bonding with the students, and I'm ready. I'm ready to work.
Arlene Murillo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.